We are on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. Ahu Shchiv Mara. The Gemara relates a Maisa. Let us first learn through the whole Maisa, this Shakla Vatali, and then we'll learn Rashi. Ahu Shchiv Mara. There was a Shchiv Mara. The Kosov Logita Ledevisu Bahadei Panye Demale Shabbatah. Towards evening, Erev Shabbos, he wrote a get. He had intentions of giving over the get then, but he didn't have time before Shabbos to give it over. Lemocha, the next day, Shabbos, Tokif le'alme, the matzah became very serious. They were afraid he might die in Shabbos. And there's a shaila, so she'll fall a yibum. Osu lakami de Rove. So they came to Rove. Omaluhu zilu omrulei. So Rove told the Shoyalim, tell him, likni nelo lahu duchte de Yosef begite. That he should be makne to her, the place where the get is, the room where the get is. V'teizel ihi, and she should go, v'teichoid, and she should lock, v'tiftach, and she should open, v'tachzigbe, she should lock the door and open the door. And just, the Rosh wants to say that it's really the other way around. It's v'tiftach v'teichot. That means, by locking the door, that's a Rosh bailus. That shows that she controls the room, that she can lock it, but it was locked from before. So Memela, so where's the Heiroz Bailas Mitzida? So it was V'tiftach V'teichet. So first she had to open the door, and then she locked it to show that she's the Bailam, and no one can enter this room without her permission. So that was the Heiroz Bailas. The Tachzik Bay, and this is a chazoka on the room, this man, Noal, Godol, Poretz, Koshu, Areizu, chazoka. And Noal means locked. So locking a door is called a chazoka. Omal, and Rav Ilish le Rove. So Rav Ilish asked Rove Ashaila. Mashe konso isha kono baila. That means, how could she be kaine? Even though the get was in the place that she was kaine, but he has a kinyan shimush, it's nichsei meluk, so he has a kinyan shimush. So how could she be kaine? Ichsef, so he got very embarrassed, hake, good gefragt. Lesoif igoli milse da arusa havoi. Later they found out she was an arusa, and arusa, there's no kinyan nichse meluk. Omarove, so Rove said, imomru benesue, yoimru barusa, so mamela by an nesue, there's a problem of nichse meluk. But by an arusa, there's no problem, he doesn't have any kinyan. It's samazai kedai to say over, a goin in Mishlei. There's a posik in Mishlei, Kapitel Tazayin, posik Yud. Shlomo Melech says as follows: Kesem al sifsei Melech b'mishpat lo yimal piv. So the goin says pshat in this posik as follows: Man malki rabono. Kesem al sifsei melech, there is kishuf on the svosayim of a Talmud Chochem. Man malki rabbono. She sifsei sayen, their lips, what they say, k'moy kesem, it's like psalmim, it's like kishuf. Af sheyitu lefi ha-shayla, even though they don't understand the shayla, or they're making a toys lefiya shaila, mikol malkeim b'mishpat layim al piv. But the halacha that they say is the right halacha, klayma b'din atzmon layitu, ki besayd is gale shelay kein hoya amaisa upiska memes. That means what they're saying is the way the shayla was posed to them perhaps was wrong, but the halacha was right. And he brings argamara. That's the guy brings argamara for a raya to this yisod. So this was, he says, Rava said the psak. Rava said the right psak. He made a mistake and how he figured it out, that's they bring down some sofer once gave a psak and someone sent him a letter and he shlugged up the whole psak. He had a whole bunch of rayas and he shlugged up the whole psak. So the chsam sofer told the ksav sofer to write back a letter and he answered all the kashas. This kasha, it could be matchik like this, and this kasha, he was matchik all the kashas. So the psak is still a psak. So the ksav sofer asked the ksav sofer a pertinent question. He said, listen, afrik tach gut, he could be matchik, but I think it's from the kashas you should be minded that your psak is wrong. So he says that it's no suffix in his mind that the Rabbi Nishlom wanted that he should be the Paisek Adoyer. So what he felt was the halacha. That's the halacha. He brought rayas to this halacha. Yen efrekt kashas. He says, Emerson, I really don't know the truth to Rutzim to the kashas. What is efrekt or good? A big alamdom will say the truth to Rutzim. But the psak is the psak. This is, there's such a yesod that kesem al simse melech lo yimal be mishpat piv. Yeah. So Al Kapodim, so they found out that she was an Arusa and then some Amela, so there's no problem of Masha Konsa Isha Konabailo. Hada Rama Rove. Then Rove said, Anushtek Taire. Loishna Arusa veloishna Nesua Gita Vachatseire Boim Keechot. That Lamaise, that Philo would be speaking about in the Sue, Afal Pikain, there's no problem. Because we say, Gita Vachatseire Boim Keechot, that with the get, she's kind of the Moke. With the get, it's Nifka his Bailas. Frek the Gemore, Vomro Rove Mikore, Rove. In the beginning said this, you said, we hear this, he said, we learned this yesterday, that Rava said, Gita v'chatzeir boim kechot, and the kasha and our mishneh. So memela, so what was the ichsef? So the Gemara answers, ki omra Rava, hai maise omra. This you saw that Rava was machadish, Gita v'chatzeir boim kechot, this was nischadish by this maise. So later the Gemara is the kasha and our mishneh, so Rava said this tells of Gita v'chatzeir boim kechot. Let us see Rashi. Tokef le alme, lo yoyore pen yomus, maybe he might die, but he's okay le yom. So Rashi had a problem, so let him give over the get. Why do you have to make up Zazad Reidu? But also le taltal get b'shabes ule moisreilo. And you're not allowed to be metaltal aget ulama yisraela. Now let us for 1 minute see the Rosh. The Rosh says in Dafkuv Zayin Amid Beis, in the middle of Ois Beis, after around 4 lines after. Tokif le alme perish rashi ba'osa le taltal haget ala maishchalo. Va'af al pi sheregilem le taltal igeres b'shabes. Frektach the Rosh, Rashi says that this mukze, that the get is mukze. We are metaltal igeres b'shabes, even though you're not allowed to read igresh shleimim. They were geyser igeres shleimim oto shitrei hedyotis, and just like shitrei hedyotis, you're not allowed to read. So you're not allowed to read an igeres shalom. So af al pikein, You'll have to be metalto. Aine mishum dechazi lotso al pitz lichusai. Because besides this shimush of reading, it had another shimush bismanayim that they used it for soda caps. They used to cover bottles with it. They used it to stuff bottles. I will get maxilei. He won't take a get. He wrote a get. He won't go and crumple it up and use it as a stopper for a tzluchis. V'domei l'sifre de'gadete da'osa l'tultula le'er b'perk ha'nezokin v'shitrei ha'dyaitis da'omro in kairin ben af l'taltlam osa imakped aleim lotza api tzluchis. So Mamela says that is mukze. There's a Yamshel Shloime, Yamshel Shloime, Mirashi asks Akasha, let him give the get, let him alone give over the get. So Rashi says there's a problem of Mukze. Now what's with giving her a get in Shabbos? He was Megarish on Shabbos. So we'll see in Taisvis. So Taisvis says, for Shchimara they were Mekel. You're not allowed to be Megarish on Shabbos, but Shchimara, afraid maybe, she might fall the Yibum, so just like they asked Kedushin and Gerishin, but before Shchimra they were make. Frek the Yamshel Shloime, so why is it Mukze? If it's, you can use it, you can be Megarish with it, here's a Shimush. Shitre had Yaitis, it doesn't have a Shimush. And so the Teres Abin, let's say it's Mukze Machbos Chasolim Kiz, let's say Shitre had Yaitis. It's a very important document, and I'll have to read it in Shabbos, but I won't use it for a stopper, so it's Mukze Machbos, has no use in Shabbos, so it's Mukze. But here, a get, you could use, you could be Megarish. Frek the Yamshel Shloime, what is this different than Ismul Shalmila? That you're also allowed to be metaltal. I mean, it's also Mukta Machus or Son Kis, but I have a Brish Shabbos, so Memela, I'm allowed to be metaltal. So the Yamshel Shloime answers that, a Bris, Taki, he has intentions of using it on Shabbos. They told him he's going to be a Mail, so he has intentions. But over here, he had no intentions of giving over the get tomorrow. He thought maybe he'll be gesund. He wanted to give it over Erev Shabbos. The Mishamayim didn't give it up, so maybe he'll get gesund. So he won't have to give it over at all. Maybe he's going to die Friday night. Who knows? I mean, this was unexpected. Atokif le'alme. So memele. So even though the get was written, but it was not oimed to be used on Shabbos, so it's mukze. Now, I wanted to say a vote, and then later I saw that Teres Abirim could be, it brings something, me'ein, this vote from the Damasek Eliezer. I mean, what bothered me is the lotion of Rashi. Rashi says, v'osa l'taltal get b'shabes u'le'moisroi lo. Rashi adds on l'taltal u'le'moisroi. What's the two in Yonim? There, Bemison, in Hilchis Mukze, there are two inyanim. There's one inyan in Mukze that, Chazal asked, one is not permitted to be metal for something that's not a keli. That's Medivrei Nechemia. And this, they asked this out, Gzeirim Meshum Haitzor. He has a tiltal mukze mishum haitzo, zeirim mishum haitzo. That's one inyan. But then there's another inyan. There's an inyan that lagabi achila, one is only permitted to eat something that was mucham to be eaten miboid yoin, was mucham. Vechino sashaya viyu, that has to be mucham, what I eat Shabbos has to be mucham miboid yoin to be eaten. If I was maktzit midati, so memele, so you're not allowed to eat it. This is an isser achila. Since I'm not allowed to eat it, it's also a betultal also, but it's a bezundere isser achila. And others say that this achila could be is a deraisa. This already is that you can only eat something which was mucham mibayyam to be eaten. If it was not mucham mibayyam to be eaten, so it's also. There's a marsha in in Mesechtes Beye, you say this to the Maharsha on Daf Lamed Gimel, the Maharsha says, to be mishtamish with something that is mukze, to use it. Lishtamish v'dvah mukze also l'talto v'tashmishoy v'tultuloy zeo k'moy is achilosoy d'oso. The Maharsha says that in the Isar Achila is lav davke, to eat. To use something is like Achila, and it's also. And we said, could be this Achila Zadiraisa. So it could be, that's what Rashi is saying over here. Also, the Taltoi Ulam Moisroi, Rashi is saying over here, the Mesire is the Taltoi Ulam Moisroi, that means I'm using it. I'm using it derech shimush, like achila, I eat it, I'm using it. That, if it was makna her the get, and she got the get through other eifanim, could be, that doesn't fall into the category of tiltul and shimush, that's daimel achila. But, so that's why it could be, that's what rashing l'taltul l'moisrei lo, and we will accomplish, I mean, to for Akasha, that others ask, why when they came to the Issa Gerishin, Chazal bent backwards and said, well, it's Eirish Chibmeratz Mutter. Why when it comes to Tiltul Mukza, which is also Adarabonon here, they said, no, you're not allowed to be Metaltul. So it could be that, it could be, between you and me, it could be that the Tiltul is also Midivrei Nechemia, so that's Midivrei Beznishal Nechemia, maybe it is a din of Divrei Kabbalah, or it could be it's more Chomo than this. And I saw the Teres Abirim brings down the Psadamesek Eliezer that wants to say, brings a Teses Yishonim in Bey and Av Gimelom at Bey, that says that it could be a Tzadarais. And they were talking about the Achila of Mukze. So I think could be that is pshat in the Srashi l'taltulay u'lamoysoy. So Rav said, liknaya baal leduchte demoches begita leisha bechazoke. Let the baal be makne, the place where the get is, bechazoke. The karka nikne bechazoke. V'teichad v'tiftach, tizger delas hacheder, Sheyakna lo that the cheder that is makna ho, she should lock it, l'shum chazoke, l'shem chazoke. This noun we learned in the Mishnah, no deles, or godar, or he made a geder, a godar pirtze, there was a pirtze, and he was going to the pirtze, or he poratz geder, or he made a pirtze in a geder, kolshu, areizu chazoke liknei, shein amoicha yochol achzabay, so he's come here already. Dahashte koyoiv lo chotzer. So now Rashi explains what did we accomplish over here. He's giving her the chotzer. Vegita besaychoi, and the get is in the chotzer. And then Rashi says, Usnan, nechosin she'ein la machayis, niknim in nechosim she'esh la machayis, bekesef, bishtar, bachazoke. Now all of a sudden, Rashi deviates. He was makna the chotzer, and we learned of Kinyan Agav. Because Kinyan Agav, he can be makna in the chosim, she'ein l'machais in the chosim, she'es l'makesu v'shtar b'chazok. So, they bring down, the Persebirim brings down, and others bring down, Beran Erashbe, Eskakashe, number one, if the Kinyan is als Agav, so why do you need, it should be the cheder where the get was lying. By agiv, you don't need tzibulim. Can you not give that? It doesn't have to be in the same mokim with the karkas. You can be mocked with the karkas and the talking be someplace else. It's mum kasha. Then you need v'nosan biyodo, where's the nesine? So the Teres Abirim brings down a few mahalachim, just like to mention over one mahalach, he brings from Rav Shmuel, that Rav Shmuel wants to say that it is two dinim, v'nosan biyodo. So v'nosan means hakno. you should give it. Miyada means it should be in Harishus. So there's two tnoim by get. Maybe a mice and a sin is also good, but a hakno is also good. So you need a venosa. So lagabi, the chelik hakno, I was maknar of agat. It could be that's a kinyan mitzad the makne, a makne to her. But if it would be in a different place, it wouldn't be in the place, so it's not Pershusa. It's hers, but it's someplace else. She's kainet, but it's someplace else. It has to be with the nesine, b'shas nesine, has to be Pershusa. So memele, so that's why, so that's these two things. You have a venosan of the hakno, and you have the biyoda that is Pershusa. That's why Rashi says agav, and Rashi says that she was kind of the mokim where the get was. Now others ask Akasha, we'll see in Tosfos, why didn't Rashi learn out chotzer? What's bad with chotzer? What does Rashi have to say agav? So they bring down, the chelkashyoyev, the and others say Pseira, beautiful teretz. Rashi Lushitosi did not want to say Chotza. There's a Rashi in Erevin, and that Rashi says, in Kinya Chotza will have later that he has to be Oymed Besoicha. That's what Rashi says in Erevin. The most soon say Oymed Betzida, so Taisva says in Erevin doesn't mean Oymed Betzida, it means Oymed Besoicha. Dum yed the yad, my yad is smucholoy, af chotza the smucholoy. So he has to stand in the chotza. Fine. There's a shitas, rabbeinu yoine, mesechtes baba bas, and cheskas abatim, that the din of noal, you have to lock the door from the outside. Kinyin chazoke, that you're kaine. With noal, that means you have to be from the outside and lock the door. That's Eiroz Bailas. I'm standing outside, I'm locking the door, I'm not letting anyone go in. That's Eiroz Bailas. So Rashi held, if it can't work out Chotza, because when she locks the door, we'll see, so it's, so she's kainet, but she's kainet than Mokim, but Lamaise, she won't be kainet to get yet. Later to be kind of to get won't help already, though probably Yitach will see some Amela. So that's why Rashi wanted to say that Pabas Acha, she's not Kainal Tzchotza, so you only do me the Yoda, and Mamela, she's Kainal Tzaga. That's what Chelkash Yoyim wants to say to Pshat and Rashi. Let's go a little further. Im Omru ben Nesue, Shabal Yiske ben Nechosem, Yoimru Baruse, Baach Milse de Rove Itmer, Mikame Yahidom Rove Lel Gita Baratze Boim Kecha. So then he was talking, the Bosso Hochi Hoda Bei Rove, Vom Aloishna Ruse, Valoishna Nesue. Can Mephorish Vos. Dachsech Mir, the way we're learning now Pshat, I mean that what the Gemara is, the Kashe Masha Konse Isha Kona Bailo, so the way the Rav Shmuel saying Pshat and Rashi, there's two dinim, there's a din Hakno of and there's a din benosa, and there's a din biyodo, so here the Gemara is asking the kasha in the biyodo, is a chesor. Because it's not in harishus, because masha konsa isha kona bailo, since he has a kinyan peiris in the chotzer, so memele, so it's not biyodo, it's bershusai. That was the Gemara's kasha. She's kaina, it's agav. Agav, there's no problem. But in the biyodo felter, that's the chair, I think that's pshat according to them. So he said, "Va'under a rov leil v'may yichsev ki pocha ravilish la milsa." So why was rov embarrassed? Shini mikar and nami kam the rov alhu terutza the leil lahay mais amra basar the hada shavra v'amra the gitav yada b'am kechad. Shini mikar ki amra rov lahay mais amra. Let us see Taisvitz. V'teizel ihi v'teichad v'tiftach. Perish Rashi, l'fi shaget osa l'talto l'moyshelo. Ha'af al-gab, the Pesefta Beperk Mashil and Tanya Ein Megarshin B'Shabbos. So there's another problem. Not allowed to be Megarish Anisha B'Shabbos. So there's another reason why it wasn't Megarish. And then we have a problem with what happened over here. So Tosfos answers B'Shchiv Mera Hikilu the Loitipul Kameyov. By Shchiv Mera they were Mekel. So he says, how does our Gemara stem with the Tosefta? By Shchima they were Mekel. Lahochi bePerik Mashilim Ktoni Ein Mekatshim LaKtoni Ein Megarshim K'moy B'Tosefta Mishum DeShchima Ra'Shori LeGarish. V'Leihavi. So fine. So that's why there's no problem of Megarshim. V'Leihavi K'moy Tli Gitoch Mi'Agabi Kalkim. The given shall get bo mershus abal mershuso aviki ilu nos noilo. So now Tosfos is asking a kasha, it's lechayre tli gitoch mi agabi karke. Where was that in the scene? So Pasha Tosfos did not learn als agav. Agav lechayre could be that, I mean, or if agav helps, if kinyonim helps, so he was magneta. So the Mephoshim say Tais learned Alt Chotza. Tais learned Alt Chotza. Now Alt Chotza, so Tais says, so where's the fault? Where's it in the Sina Saget? So Tais says, the Kivin Shaget bo Meshus Abalo Shusa Avekilu Nos Nomo. So they ask on Taisvis, I mean, there's no such thing. If it, from his rish, not the chesaron is tligitach mi'algabi karke, is if it was on the ground and she's picking it from the ground, that's no good. But if she takes it from his rishus to herself, that is good. It's also tligitach. Because it says that the halacha is that if the get was by him and she took it away from him, that's also tligitach. Need a nesina. What is Taisus answering? Taisus is answering that it's tli gitach. I mean, the Rita's Lashon Taisus would seem, as long as she got it from him, it's good. But that cannot be pshat in Taisus, because the Gemara later, Maget Munach by the Baal, Bisholfes HaMiyodoi, and she took it from him, and he said, Ha gitach, Lai Mahani. So the stipler wants to say there's missing two words in Taisvis. I mean, in order that she be on the scene, the Baal has to be Messiah. So he says, by giving her a yad with which to be kind of the get, that's also considered vinosan biyodo. I say, Vinosan Biyodo can be Miskayim and Tuefanim. Either I'm giving the get in her hand, so that's called, I'm making it should enter her hand through my Nesine, or by giving her a hand with which to be kind of the get, that's also called Vinosan Biyodo. So now the stipler adds two words. So the stipler says in Taisvis as follows. The kivet shaget bo mirshus habal lirshuso al yedei hakno osoi. How did it come to her issues? Because he was makna the chotza. He gave her the yad. Al yedei hakno osoi. Avekeilu nosneilo. So this is equivalent to nosneilo. No chilek if you have to be misigned in the scene. So no chilek if she has the yad and I'm giving it in her yad, or I'm giving her a yad with which to be kind to get, that's also called anasina. So the aknos achotze is called anasina with which to be mekabel the get. So now the Gemara asks the kasha, ma'ashe kon sa isha kon habayla. Fine. Lemaise, it's her chotze. But Masha konsa isha kona baila, but he has a kinyan in the chutz. But Taisus Moyrdike Kashik, Bomrinin Becheska Sabatim, Bematone konsa veinabalo ichulpeyas. That haloche, that the nichsei meluka va isha, the baal has a schus achilas peyas, that is if she yashin the nechosim, or someone else gave her a matana. So then the halacha is, what belongs to her is a schus achilas peiros. But if he gave her a matana, so then he doesn't have a schus achilas peiros. That means he's giving her the matana with all the, it's hers completely. So Mamela, so we have a shekelcha problem over here. So what's the kasha masha konsisha konabaila? He gave her. Vay mari dahocha airi bishaila vloyalime kamay matone, ube matone dafka mrinin konso vein habal oichel peyas. So first of all, places is for entering the Gemara in Cheskes Habat. That what the Gemara says in Cheskes Habat, that if I give her a maton, I'm giving her back on Mikol Kehil, and I don't have any schusim at all in the maton. That's if you give her a geherig a maton, you're giving her the gamri, so then you're giving her completely. Here it's not speaking about that I'm giving her this mokim, it's hers. I'm lending her the mokim. Fine. So by lending, Taisu says you don't have there's no such gemara that by lending he doesn't have a schus achilas peiros. Atkan l'shein. That's what Taisu is saying. So you don't have a gemara in Cheskes Habatim. The gemara in Cheskes Habatim only says if he gives her a geherig a matone, then he gives her everything. If he's giving her a matone gerua, a bailas gerua, he's only lending it to her. So Mamel, then he doesn't mean to be misalik. His chusim, and he weiter he has his chus. Fregt the chazaynish, but is another problem over here. The chus, what a baal has, benichsei ishtoi, is as follows. That means, let's say, she is a kalke, so the keren is hers, but the shimush of the kalke, that's the peiros of the kalke, that belongs to him. That's nichsim look that the keren is hers, and he has a schus achilas peiros, and by a chotzer, achilas peiros is the shimish and the chotzer. Fact has anish, but if he lent her the cheder, so what does she have? All she has is the shimush. That's the keren. That's her keren. That's not the, well, you, I'll take the peiros, I'll take the shimush. I mean, and shuldig. That's all what I hear. If you give me the carcass, and I will say the carcass is mine, the payers are yours. But here, if you just lent it to me, so all what I have is the shimush. That's all what I have. So what are you taking now? So what's the kasha masha konsa isha kona baila? It's a good kasha. It's a problem. So the Chazanish wants to say, that out the schus that a baal has a schus achilas peiros, so the maisa he could purchase this schus. Let's say this schus shaila that she has in this room is, let's say, it's worth $10. So the maisa. So he has a right to be misalikar from this schus shimush, and he'll buy a kalke with these $10, and he'll be oichel peiros. That it means so the schus shimush is worth $10, so he could be misalikar and from this schus shim as his schus achilas peiros, he could be misalikar. That this is your keren take. So I could transform this keren into a keren. The way the keren is now, I have no achilas peiros from this keren. That's right. But I can transform this keren into a keren that's oiser peiros. That means I'll be misalik you from in his chus of nixte meluk. I can be misalik you. Let's say if someone else would lend her a room. So he could take it away from her and buy a kalka with this money and he'll have a schus achilas peiros. So Memele, so that's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So Memele the Kachidish, that, so That so he still has a schus in the kaka that he lent her. So mamela, it's not called that it's nichnas l'shuso. It's a mild kechidish. Al kaponim, that's what Tari says. Verabein etam meforish. Now, the Rebbeinu Tam goes off a whole new mahalach in this, in the problem of Masha Konsa Isha. The Av Al Gav, the Bematone Ein Habal Oichel Peres. Kivin. The Imocha, some Emele. So, no, the Rebbeinu Tam say it was a Matone, Takana Chayla, it's a Matone. It's hers, he doesn't have a schus achilas peiris, that you're 100% right. But, kiven the imocho v'nosno einei kaim, kidamrinem becheska sabbatim. So, lochede v'ne tam is saying as follows. The aloche is, by nichsei meluk shel isha, the din is as follows. There's a takonas ushe that Chazal made. Takonas ushe was, that what is, the Baal is a schus achilas peiris. Let's talk about a push at the case of Nichsa Maluk. She is a tree, and it's growing peiris. The tree belongs to her, and the Baal comes and takes the peiris, as the peiris says, he's a right achilas peiris. Now, what will be if she's gonna go and sell the tree? To someone else? That, she's selling the tree. So now she can't be mafkiya his schus achilas peiris now because she can't. There's a schus achilas peiris, she can't sell that, but she's selling the tree. And the minute that she dies, so he won't yashin the tree because she sold it. The schus achilas peiris also will not be his anymore because she's not his wife and it's sold. So. Theoretically, she could sell her nechosim, nechse meluk, and the mechire should accomplish that if she dies, it's sold, and then the lekeich will have the keren and the schus achilas peiris. That's theoretically should have been like that. This is no stire to the takona of nechse meluk. Afal pike. Chazal mei takonas ushe. Takonas ushe was that she can't be mafkia this keren from him, and he has a din of a lekeach rishon. If you're selling it, I'm the first lekeach. I bought it off of you already. You can't sell it anymore. So that means, so if you'll die, if Isha will die, it goes automatically to the Baal. That was takona susha. That's takona susha. That's yisoid. So the din is imocho v'nosno. It doesn't help because it's sold already to him. If she'll die, so now the Rebbeinu Tam said, "Let's be kaisavainik." We have to understand the lomdus, but Rebbeinu Tam said that as follows: the whole problem of the Gemara. We'll see why soon. The whole problem of the Gemara Masha Konse Isha Kona Bailo was not the way we were learning because he has a schus achilas peiris, and that's the problem. That's not the problem. That isn't the problem. You know what the problem is? The problem is that by every nichse meluk, imocha v'nosna eine kayim. She can't sell it. It's not hers to sell. So that's why it's considered his. That was shot in the Gemara's kasha. Masha konsa isha kono bailo. The kasha was not the yezas chus achilas peiris. The kasha was, since she is not capable of selling it, so we consider that the chotzer is now his, and the chotzer is his, so he didn't put it into her rishus. That shot in the Gemara's kasha. So memele, so the Rabbi Natan says, so what are you asking Akasha? You're asking Akasha, the Gemara says in Cheskes Abatim that if a husband gives a wife a matone, she is the schus achilas peiris. So the Bein Tam says, listen, if that was the problem, so then you have a good kasha. But the problem was never the schus achilas peiris. The problem was that by Nichsei Meluk, Masha Mocha V'Nosnei Nekayim, that was the problem.
He says, by a matone, that's also the same thing. When he gives her a matone, it's hers, and she cares as chus achilas peiris, but masha mocha v'nosna will not be kayim. So Mamela said Rabbi Netan had no problem whatsoever. Now let's just see the lashon of Rabbi Netan, then we'll figure out later the lumdus, but I'll kapon him, let us see what he says. Rabbi Netan meforish, ta'aval gav de b'matone in abaloi chol peiris, abo kivin, de mocha v'nosna einei kayim, that's for sure, kidem ridim b'cheska sabatim, Choshev ke'ilo have the Baal, so we consider now this chotza belongs to the Baal. Beini choylo liknes al yodei mashe b'soichoi. Beini toli b'achilas peiris. Not that the problem is d'achilas peiris. The Teres Abirim means now that the oimik kavonis Rabbeinu Tam is, it's considered he is a kinyan haguf of the chotz. It's called, he's the baki, since it's macha v'nos na'inei kayim, so it's considered he's the bailim of the chotz. She only can use it, but he's considered the true bailim. Kinyan peiris lavki, kinyan agufach veist, that, so he's considered the true bailim now, because she is not bekoyach to sell it. Yeah. Now, the Rabbi Netam brings a raya to his yesod. That not the way Rashi was learning and everyone was learning all along, Masha kon fisha kon abayla. The problem was he has a schus shimush, he has a schus achilas peiris. That was the whole problem of the Gemara. She says, I want to prove it to you. Viteida. Doshoni le'el, the Gemara before, when we learned the Mishnah, when we learned the Mishnah, the Gemara is Takash, Zorkel, Seychatzeiris, is Magurish, Masha, Kotzisha, Konabailo. So the Gemara answers, the Kosim lo dinner dvorim ainli benachsayich. So Bemis and Taisvis had sich gestellt on the Gemara. If a person writes dinner dvorim ainli benachsayich, it doesn't work in the Peiris. Dinner dvorim ainli benachsayich means only macha v'nos nokai. That's the din advarim helps. That mocha v'nos nakai. It doesn't help him more than that. So the Rabbi Netam says, according to you, that you learned the whole pilpul of the Gemara was, oh, the peiris, that's how you learned, Shad. So the Gemara is masha konzi, shakona bailo, so the Gemara is esn gakashe, he has a schus achilas peiris, so she can be kain al tchotza. So the Gemara answers that din advarim mainly bin achsayach. That doesn't help anything. He still has a schus achilas peiris. In order for him to lose the schus achilas peiris, he has to write dinner dvom einli b'nechsayach b'peiris seyim. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said dinner dvom einli b'nechsayach. So araya to me that the Gemara was only worried about mocha v'nosno is eine kayim. That was the Gemara's kash. The Gemara said no. He wrote dinner dvom einli b'nechsayach. So memele. So. That's chus. He was masalik himself already. So raya to me, that was the Rabbeinu Tam's raya. V'teida, doshoni leil b'koyis v'lodin edvom eili b'nechsayich. V'av agav dakati habalo ichul peiris, k'demrina b'koyisiv. Elo hoil v'imocha v'nos nakayim, but he writes in v'im nechsayich, and it's not b'koyisiv. Choshiv leil chatzayra. So it's called chatzayra. So he takel. So you see, that was the whole pilpul of the Gemara. The pilpul of the Gemara is, it's macha v'nos na'enei kayim. So it's called, he is a kinyi naguf in the chotza. So Gemara said, he said, didn't go me'eli b'nechsayach. He was masalik himself then from that schutz. Ba'imari, da'in rai, you can't bring a rai from the loshna Gemara. I don't want to go into all the technicalities. That means there's such a side of dinner for mainly. How they get along? You have to say bepeiri same also. And he says, you can't be a stickler on this deal. You know, not the Gemara said benichsayich weistays, that's it. He says, I'll prove it to you. The Gemara says bechaske sabatim, Ein le'ish chazoke v'nichsei ishtoi. a husband does not have a chazoke benichse ishtes. What does that mean? So there's a din of cheska shaloshonim. Like this, the din is if I purchased something, I was there 3 years, I was using it for 3 years, and yenda wasn't meiche, tzatzaraya, I purchased it. There's a din of cheska shaloshonim. So the Gemara says, ein ha'ish chazoke benichse ishtes. If a husband was using his wife's nechasim for 3 years, it's no raya he bought it. Could be. She wasn't meiche, their husband and wife. So it's no raya in chayshim mishpat that he bought. I don't understand you. You have to tell me a shtik teire, it's no raya. Could be she didn't buy. He has a schus achilles peiris. Where are you having the beginning of a chazoko? He's there, he's eating the peiris for 3 years. So you have a, that's a chazok, and the peiris belong to him. So what are you telling me? Ein leish chazok benichse ishtai. So the Gemara says, no. It's speaking about, he wrote, din advarim ein li benichseich. Oh, so I'm a mele, so now, he's not entitled. But for pikein, he doesn't have a chazok. That's the chiddush, ein leish chazok benichse ishtai. If he wrote in the Dom Eli bin Nechsayach, he still has a schus achilas peiris. So what did the Gemara answer? So you have to say, we're missing a few words. The Gemara means, Nechsayach, but peiris say, they don't have to be such a stickler on the Loshna Gemara. When it comes to Cheskes, about the time also has to be made. That's what the Ri says. So you have to say the Gemara means the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, so the Gemara before also said, it's no raya to the Rabbeinu Tam that the problem was a different problem. The problem was the schus achilas peiris, and the mom means peiris say. V'oid, to be Rishalmi mashme behed yid be peiris tal yemilse. The bore chosam, the gemore esakashe, gage v'chatzeiro. V'oid, to be Rishalmi mashme behed yid be peiris tal yemilse. When the Rishalmi is he clear that the problem is the peiris. Why? It says, the parich osam gaga v'chatzeiro einam mishubodim leish lachilas peiris. So with Yerushalmi yech sakasha na mishnah, so Yerushalmi yech it's mishubetim v'achilas peiris. So how was she geget? Mishani Rabbi Yochanan mishem Rabbi Yanai at sheyichtev lo adin odvarim ein li b'nechsayich b'peiris hayim. So from the Yerushalmi, you see, klar, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. The problem is the Achilas Peiris, and the Teretz is that he wrote in it mainly b'Peirisayim, b'Peirisayich. So Mamele, so our Gemara that you have to say is Lav Davki. Let us go further. It said in the Mishnah, She's only megoreshes if she's standing b'tzad beiso, b'tzad chatzeira. We mentioned before, Tosfos in Erevin, that's what the Kevege Tzechen Tzu says, that Rashi says that it's not sufficient that she's standing on the side of the chotzer in order for the chotzer to be koina by get. She has to be standing in the chotzer. So Taisu says that what the Gemara in Gittin says, betzad beiso, betzad chaseiro, means from the inside, not from the outside. That's, you have to stand in the chotzer. Rabbi Shai, that's what Ula said. Rabbi Shaya Oma Afilo hi betverye vechatzere betzipere hi betzipere vechatzere betverye megereshes. There's no such a locha that she used to be standing in the chotzer. She can be 200 miles away. Frag the Gemara anshuldigt, voi hi beseich beise beseich hatzere ktoni. The Mishnah says, she's standing there. Hochi kama, vehi kemisha besaych beise, vehi kemisha besaych atzeira. Dekiven de chotza mishtameres ledaita hi. Biskareshes. That means that since she has control of the chotzer, she governs what should be in the chotzer, so that's equivalent to Emedes Besoicha. Let us see what Rashi says. Zit Rashi. Kimi she besoich beise, ki ili hi besoich beise. Umay hi de bine tebi chatzere, umay hi, de bine tebi chatzere mishtamerish le daito. The chotze has to be mishtamer to le daito, kloima al piyo val tzivuya. I mean, she governs all actions in the chotze. She's the balabos of the chotze. Lafuki Adam Rinim Bepirkin Lakama Nosan Get Biyad Avdo Neyo. If you'll give a get in the yad of an Evet Knani, which is up, ain't a get. Davele Chotze Hamisht Amere Shaloy Ledaito, Shehu Meshama Atzmai Midaitoi. That means the din of Chotze is that it has to be Mishtama Al Yedei Habailim, not Al Yedei Dovarachem. So Memele, so if she is the sole control of the chotzer, whatever is going to be done, the chotzer is under her jurisdiction, that's what it means. Besoichet skila, I mean, she could be 200 miles away, but it's under her jurisdiction. Apiyo val tzivuya. That is what Rabbi Shaya holds. So the Gemara, leima b'ho kemifligi, what's the machlekes? Ula hold, she has to stand in the chotzer. Rabbi Shai holds as long as it's in Mishtameres Ledaito. So the Gemara says, Leim Bebokim, if Legi the Marsa V'Chotzo Mishum Yoda Yisraboi, that Chotzer, the Kinyan of Chotzer is like, this is her Yad, and Yad, Ma Yoda Desmuchalo, Av Chatzera Desmuchalo, O Marsa V'Chotzo Mishum Shlichas Yisraboi. So there's no need of Samuch. So the Gemara says, Loi, the kulam bechotzer mishum yoda yisraboi. Mar sovar ki yodo. So, but how? What characteristics of yad does a chotzer have to have? His mar sovar ula holds ki yodo. Ma yodo bismucha. Just like the yad ha odom is somuch to the odom. So it says v'nosan biyodo. So v'nosan means afilu to another issue. So b'dum yidiyodo. So it has to be dum yidiyodo. Ma yodo desmucha lo af chatzere besmucha. Beidoch, he says, it doesn't have to have the tzura of a yad. Im a yodo bedvuka af chatzere bedvuka. It has to be in ganzen similar to the tzura of yad. Elo ki yodo ma yodo mishtameres ledaito. Avchatzeire amishtameres ledaito, lafuki chotza amishtameres shaloi ledaito. So that's what Rabbi Shai holds. He says, what does Rashi say? Mishm yodis rabbi, hilkach smucha labin and dum yodiyoda. I mean, that's, Rashi mentioned it before. Rashi is the first Rashi in the Gemara. In Benosam Bikol Mokim, the Shinil Bampei Nafshim, like Siva Biyoda Yitneno, Mashmon Asina Koldohu, aye, why do you say Biyoda the Kosovachmona? The Binin Dumya the Yoda. That's why it says Yoda. So we need Dumya the Yoda. Tais learns it's a klal, prata klal. So we need Dumya the Yoda. Now the Shaila is in what did the Torah want, in what way should it be Dime? What way should it be similar? It should be smuchalo or mishtameres ledaito. Just to see, Tosfos v'ushe medes b'tzad beis, v'erkam de b'metziyah marini dafke beget, achayvu lo b'ni shetei medes b'tzad beis, v'loi b'metziyah, then it's a gara meshlichas, the Gemara says, then you don't need smuchalo. Zog the Gemara weiter, Ahu gavre de zorg lo gitte le de visu. A person threw a get his wife. Ave kaima bechotza. She was standing in the chotza. Hoza gitte nofal be pislo. Now the get went and fell on a piece of wood.
Omar Rav Yosef, it didn't fall in the Karkois HaChatzer. Tell on a piece of wood. Omar Rav Yosef Chazim. So we'll say, Ihavi Arba Amis, Ola Arba Amis. If this piece of wood is Dalad Amis, Abdalad Amis, Polag L'Rishus El Nafshe. So it's called Abazunder Rishus. Be'iloi, if it doesn't have Dalad Amis, Abdalad Amis, Chazer Rishus El. So the Gemara says, "B'maya skinam." I mean, you tell me klolim, but what's the story? Ilayme bechotzer dido. If it's her chotzer, so kabi daladamis may have it. So was gemon dalatzad that's a chotzer. It's a piece of wood. Everything is hers. He threw it into and a piece of wood. So what's his? So what's the problem? Ella bechotzer diday. No, it's his chotzer. Okay, havi daladamis may have it. So if it's less than Dalad Amis, but still not good. So the Gemara says, the Oishla Mokke, he lent her a place. The Chad Mokke Moishli Inchi, Trei Mekai Mois, Loi Moishli Inchi. So let us just say, for practical purposes, there's a whole tumult, but let's say for practice, he lent her the chotzer. You can be zeiche, you get to my chotzer. But that's it. The trei mekoymes loy moishli lo. So, pshat is like this. If this wood is dalad ames al dalad ames, so this is considered an entity bifnei atzmai. He lent her the chotzer. So Mamela, so this is a different rishus. This is I didn't say about lending this to Mamela. So you're not gonna get. If it's less than Dalad Amis, how Dalad Amis. So then, it's not considered a bezunder and mokim. So then it's also lent. Now there's a big problem over here. The Yelos HaShachas Moira. Now when we're talking about lending, it's not so I'm lending it to you. Good, fine. You have to make a ma'aseh kinyan. I mean, it doesn't become, you have to lend somebody, you have to make a ma'aseh kinyan. So, when she borrowed the chotzer, so it was a ma'aseh kinyan, a chazok. She made a chazok. So he says, now, it didn't fall on the chotzer, it fell on the wood. So what's the way of lumdis, taladam, it's not taladam, he didn't lend her the wood. I mean, it's your chosin, she, you need a maise kinyan in order to, you need a maise kinyan in order to become a shayl on the wood also. Where was there the maise kinyan? So he wants to say with agav. She's kind of with agav. So then we have a problem. So did he say agav akni? Didn't say agav. What did he say? Let's see what he said. I mean, we're talking about abstract cases here. So he wants to say it could be, but then he got stuck. He says could be it's speaking about that. Could be it's speaking about that he didn't say agav akni, but it, since it's seburim besoichoi, if he meant to be maknid, you don't have to say agav akni. Then he got stuck, that's only the Rambam Shita, there's a Chaylag on this, but Al Kaponim, this is what he wanted to say, Al Kaponim to get a picture of the Gemara, that it's speaking, that means that theoretically, if he wanted to lend her this also, and she made a Kinya Chazok in the Chotzer, so, and it's in the Chotzer, this Pisle, so without Agav Akni, you also Koine. But if here's a cheshivah, so a mokim echad is moishla, trei mekaymes is not moishla. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef. I'm just thinking now, perhaps, maybe she's kind of with chotzer. I mean, if he wants, maybe she could be kind of with chotzer, so, but if not, look here, chotzer ha-shu'ula. If the chotzer is shul to us, so she'd be kind of the pistol, maybe als chotzer, if he wants to be magnet to her. If he doesn't, then that's the tally. If a trei mekoyim is moishla, maybe the kinyan is chutz. I don't know. She gets a kinyan shayla through chutz. Basically,
So, let's see how the Mokim. The Chad Mokim, my Shlinshri, the Mokim is my Shlinshri. Le Morim Elod Le Gavoy Yasore, Avo Gavoy Yasore, but if it's, even though it's less than the Aldamas and the Aldamas, Avo Gav Le Havi Ava Amis, he's also, that's called to Mokim is already, he's also not Mashal. Le Morim Elod Le Sle Shem Levi, Avo Le Sle Shem Levi, but if it has a special name, Avo Gav Le Gavoy Yasore, Vakar Le Havi Ava Amis, it's Trey Mokim is, and he's not Mashal at all. Zogt Rashi, Novel bepistla gabi chetiches eitz, poligrishis lo nafshveni botla gabi chotze, veni begureshis lo kami por chichidom. I name bechotze di do di ishe kava abamis mehav, aresh name shalo, do ish lo mokim bechatze liknes boi get, do ish lo ishilo, shem levai kulu pislu mikro. All them are called a pesel. Vihave lahai shem laatzmoi, avalei choshuv, the light bottle.